Lakutas Sicha is Chelik Yud, Parsha Vayeshev, the first Sicha, a summary of the Sicha. The Pasuk tells the story of Yosef's dream that the brothers were all making bundles, and then all their bundles bowed down to Yosef's bundle. So the Rashi says on the word ma'almim alumim, which we always commonly interpret as making bundles, but here Rashi is explaining to us what it means. He says, ma'asrim, as the Targum says, it means to tie knots, which means amorim, bundles. As the Pasuk says, noisei alamoisev, he carries his bundles. And a similar language we find in the Mishnah, ba'alumis noitelamachis, and the bundles, he shall take them and announce them if somebody finds a bundle in the street. So we have to understand about this Rashi. Why does he tell us what the Targum says? Usually he just tells us to look in the Targum, and we know to look ourselves. Also, then why does he bring two proofs from two different psukim, and not psukim, from two different places, one pasuk and one a mishnah? Especially that one is a pasuk, which would be, if you have already quoted a pasuk, why do you have to quote a mishnah? So the explanation is that Rashi here is guided by what exactly was the message of this dream. We know that Yosef's dreams had meaning, as the stories, you know, we find with all the dreams that were later in the Miketz and Vayeshev, towards the end of the parsha. So this one also has a meaning. It means that the brothers will have to bow down to Yosef, but the details of the dream are also important. So therefore, because at the end, what was it that caused the brothers to bow down to Yosef? It was all about the food that they needed to get from him. There was a hunger in Canaan, so they had to go down to Mitzrayim, where Yosef, who was in charge of the whole distribution of the food of Mitzrayim, so therefore they had to bow down in order to be able to get his food. So that's therefore the tying of knots. When it says ma'almim alumim, which the Targum means tying knots, what kind of knots are we talking about? It must mean something associated with food, with the bundles which of wheat, which and ultimately is what the dream prophesies. So therefore Rashi goes with the approach for this reason, that ma'almim alumim does not mean, as the Targum says, only tying knots. It also means a specific type of knot, which means making a bundle. And but still, since the word alumim can mean a knot, as the Targum actually says, it means a knot. So how do we ultimately know in the word alumim, how do we see that it means a bundle? Therefore, Rashi brings a proof from the pasuk where it says alumoisav, and over there where it says noisei, he carries his bundles. When you carry, you can't say he carries a knot. Carrying a knot doesn't make any sense. Therefore, it must mean carrying a bundle, the type of knot which creates a bundle. So therefore, he brings that as a proof that the word alumis can also mean a bundle, not just a knot. But since you can still insist that maybe it's over there also, it means a knot, and it means, let's say, a knot on a sack, and he was really carrying a sack. Therefore, he brings another proof, which is from the Mishnah, where it says "Va'alumis noitelu machris," that a bundle, if a person finds a bundle in the street, he should take it and announce it in case somebody lost it. The only way that the Mishnah would advise that somebody should take something that he found in the street is only if there is a simen, which means an identifying mark. In this case, since all bundles are similar, the identifying mark is, according to the discussion of the Gemara, the identifying mark is where it was lost, where it was placed. And that could only be an identifying mark if it's a heavy thing that wouldn't have blown away or been kicked away by passersby. So therefore, alumais over here must mean a large bundle of wheat and so on, which was the common, did that. They made bundles of wheat. And since in the Mishnah, the words are usually more clear than in the Pasuk, because psukim have to be interpreted and so on. There are many ways of interpreting psukim, but in the Mishnah, he uses terminology which is meant to be interpreted as halacha, and therefore more clear. Therefore, in that case, the word alumais means, without question, a bundle. Since we know that it means a bundle, why then the question go back? If you know from the Mishnah more clear than the Pasuk, why bring the Pasuk? The reason is because not always is there a similarity between a Pasuk and a Mishnah. You can say that the wording in the Psukim may be different than the Mishnah, therefore Rashi also prefers, and as the first preference, to show a Pasuk which uses alumaisav in the term of a bundle. The Rebbe also brings out the underlying message al pichsidus of this Rashi, which is that the Torah explains that the ma'alvim alumim is a reference to gathering together the sparks of the nitzutzis of toyu that fell into klipa, and the brothers were busy bringing them together, bringing them up to the back into Atzilus, where they become united once again, even though they were scattered while they were in the domain of Klippa. and the lesson that Rashi says is that you have to, in order to gather the sparks properly in a way that it will have a lasting effect, is that it has to be ma'asir ma'asarim, which means you have to tie it permanently to its source, not just simply sort of connected in a loose way, but it has to be tied into its source, and only then can it last. And the way that it will last in a way that it will be permanent is if you use amorim, which means shibolim, if you apply to it the principles of a stalk of wheat, meaning something that when you plant it will also produce fruits. Only when you influence somebody to the degree that they will become an influencer in that same direction, only then can you be certain that they will be connected, they will remain connected to their source. And the ultimate connection is that you bring them to Yosef HaTzadik, as it says, all of our bundles had to bow down to Yosef, meaning to say that the ultimate connection that you can accomplish is to tie the people that you try to influence to the Tzadik Hador, to the Nasi Hador, and then they will remain connected forever.